Welcome to the Collision.
The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Talk to the people.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I'm alive. I'm trying to wrap my head around what happened.
Hey, we all are. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watching Comment Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones, and more importantly, you. As you know, every Friday, we open our phone lines and let you express your thoughts about the issues of the day. And there's no greater issue than this election that we just witnessed.
That's right.
You know? And, you know, I mean, you've heard the pundits, you've heard all the explanations and this, that, and the other, you know. But I'm sure you folks have your own take on what occurred.
Exactly.
And yeah, we invite you to give us a call and share those thoughts. First of all, I want to thank all of those folks that made pledges during our recent drive. Can't do it without you. And you guys came through again.
As always. So,
yes, I thank. So thank you very, very much. And, you know, that's going to be, you know, one of the issues going forward as we prepare for this new administration, you know. So, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
All right. So, anyhow, the number to call is 202-588-0893. You know, I must tell you, Chip, when I saw all that red and that map, that electoral map, has been getting redder and redder.
Yep.
Each presidential election, and if you would look carefully at those maps, you'll see that the blue is in confined areas. And unfortunately they got overwhelmed, you know, by the red wave. This is the red wave they were talking about two years ago.
One thing you have to remember when they do the map of America and you see all that red, a lot of that red is covering area in states that's unpopulated. If you were actually to just put dots as wide as the area where there is actual population, it is not that dramatic a change between red and blue. But you know, the whole state of Utah is going to be painted, or South Dakota is going to be painted in red, or Wyoming is going to be painted in red, when actually, you know, in area, only about 1/6 of that state would be red because of the demographics of the population. Much of that state is wilderness, but we get fooled by the way they present the map to make it look overwhelmingly red.
Wilderness.
Yeah,
mentally and
ecologically. The bears and foxes are not in the game. So, but it's true. It's true. I mean, when you look at the populous areas, we did see, especially in this election, with the numbers that it was a red wave. They're moving toward the red, which, you know, for me, it's disheartening because for lack of a better phrase, we hope that we were becoming better people, and it doesn't seem like we are. You know, that we are becoming less altruistic and more selfish, and because I think that has been the key. Actually, it's been the key globally. We've seen people voting for strongmen all over, you know, in Europe and in Asia, and it's, I don't know what it is about the draw to these strongmen instead of people that want to build coalition and to share power.
Well, you know, that was my question, my observation also, and I came away with this. You know, we are witnessing God's work. All right. Now, this is a message to America about how unworthy we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, anytime you can justify putting into office someone who's this truly unfit and criminally challenged. I mean, this is where we are, and right. there's going to be a price to pay for this, and that's the price of karma,
right?
You know,
good.
Well, I was just going to say, keep this in mind also. What astounded me were there were many facets of this that you just, you know, you scratch your head and say, okay, like I say, this is a message from the Almighty. Y'all messed up. Y'all are all messed up, you know?
Yeah. Well, you don't understand it. I mean, when you look, like, I was looking at exit polling data and specific questioning, particularly in Georgia, you know, where Trump made big inroads into the black male community. I mean, black females, you know, they did their thing, you know, and hats off to them. But black male community, and one of the things that was really weird is on exiting questions, they were asking people to rate things like, are you looking for leadership? Or are you looking for someone who is concerned about people like you? Are you looking for people with good judgment? And it's like the dichotomy, like the Republicans that were pushing, the people that were Trump voters, you know, they weren't that concerned about somebody who wanted to take care of people like them. They weren't that concerned about somebody who had good judgment. What they were concerned about was somebody who can act like a leader and take charge, you know. And it it's it's an interesting thing because it gets back to that strongman thing. It's like, well, I don't care what he decides. I don't care, you know, if it decides against me. I don't care even if it's a good decision, as long as he shows strength, is what they're saying. And it seems like a bad choice.
No, it is a bad choice for a leader. I mean, if that's the case, then Marion Barry should have stayed in office. and all the other, legally challenged scoundrels of our time. Right. I want to give kudos to the DMV because Maryland, Virginia, and DC did represent, their constituencies. And if you compare that, I mean, there were very few enclaves. There was an enclave in the Northeast.
Right.
Okay, with a few states there. The states out west, but everything else, was like, okay, here this is what we're doing. Now, let me just put this out there also. I saw white racism, male and female, on full display. I saw a rejection of Black culture, because if you were to look at the Harris rallies, they were, heavily populated with minorities, and I think that generated a white backlash, even amongst middle-aged suburban women. Okay, I mean, she underperformed in all those categories.
Right.
We also witnessed this male insecurity thing. Males concerned about being led by a woman and all this, but like I say, ignoring all the other baggage of the other candidate.
Right.
Male insecurity, misogyny, and also Hispanic racism. We saw that on full display. So it's a lot of facets to this, but that's what I guess that's what evil does. It manifests itself in any and every category that's possible. Okay. Now I will say this, and then we're going to get to the phones. Folks, keep this in mind. We've got midterms in 2 years, okay? So whatever mistakes were made during this campaign, you got a year, and you got a year to put it back together, right.
Yeah, because it's going to be an interesting 2 years, because not only is Trump in office, but it looks like he's going to have a full weight of Congress, both Senate and House, and he definitely has the Supreme Court.
So give him everything.
He has everything, and a lot of changes that he can institute now will be changes that will be long-lasting, even after he's gone from government. So
maybe not, because the history of the Republicans is that when they get that kind of power, they always abuse it. Okay, and that's, remember Newt Gingrich and the Contract on America,
right?
Okay, I mean, they had everything, but what did they do? They did what they came true to themselves and lost it all. And this is what I think is going to happen here. Now, if sometimes people need to be shown.
Right. Things have to get worse before they get better.
Right. And this administration is going to show those folks that voted for him, even the Hispanics who still don't understand that he means what he says when he says he's going to deport, millions of
mass your deportation. Brethren. Right.
Okay. And you know, when their uncles and sons and relatives and start disappearing, you know, and when the video of these deportations hits the public airwaves, you know, it's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's so many potential. What's the word? There are going to be so many people, so many things that they're going to do because they want to rush it through.
Right.
And that's exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to rush it through while they got the power. Okay.
And fumble.
And they don't care. So that's what's going to happen. These people that voted for him,
right,
you know, are going to say, okay, we can't blame the Democrats for this.
Right.
Okay. Can't blame the Democrats for this. You know, this is all on them. They control the House, the Senate, the courts, and the presidency. Now, the only good thing out of this is that he cannot run again. He can't run again, okay? So in 2 years, that party is going to have to start preparing a candidate.
Right.
And it don't necessarily mean it's going to be, what's his name, Vance?
Katie Vance, yeah.
Yeah. Look, it could be because these folks are just that, I don't want to say crazy, but just that diabolical. You may see Elon Musk emerge as the candidate because they seem to like that kind of stuff, you know, that whatever, you know. And there's a reason why he's joined the Trump campaign.
Right.
All right. So, you know, we would like to hear your take on things. What is your greatest concern about the results? Give us a call, 202-588-0893, and, you know, share your thoughts about the election, okay? What is your greatest concern about the results? How should we respond? Okay? All right, let's go to the phone, Chip. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning. Is that me?
That is you.
Okay. Good morning, gentlemen. This is Miss Mary from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Hello.
Hey.
I have turned off the news completely. I haven't seen the orange one since November 5th. I decided that I needed to stay strong and healthy and have peace of mind. I will not be looking at any mainstream media news. I will only be listening to you all. We don't even have Sputnik anymore. And I feel peaceful. I'm at peace right now and calm. And it made me not worry about the orange one because he said, you know, I'm going to be a dictator day one. Yeah, I'd like to see him do a mass deportation of people. And all of his ideas are I don't know what to call them, dangerous, crazy, and illegal.
Diabolical.
Yes. And yes, he has the House and the Senate, but we're going to make sure that that's all he's going to have. And in 2026, he's going down. We're going to take him down. And that's what our attitude has to be. Mm-hmm. I have decided that it's time to just support all small businesses so we can put a dent in the corporate world. That's what we're going to have to do. The corporations are the ones that put him in office, not the people. That dark money went, oof. It was busy, very busy. And he, like you said, he's put out 100% of racism. And they say people will vote against themselves, and I do not know why. But right now, I am no longer a Democrat. I am unaffiliated, but I will still register as a Democrat, and I will only write in my candidates that I have vetted. Mm. And that's what we all need to do. I know Jill Stein, I think she got about, didn't she get about 4,000 votes or so?
Yeah, and I mean, she actually outperformed Harris in the swing state of Wisconsin, you know, because.
Like Garland Nixon said, the genocide took them down.
Yeah.
They weren't going to go for that. The genocide and everything else. The Democrats have not listened. They kicked Bernie out. People told them that. Everybody knows what they have done in the past two elections. They're not tolerating it anymore. A lot of people did their own write-ins. They voted for Jill Stein against Harris. She didn't listen to what she needed to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't worried about her cackling. People have nervous laughs. But she should have stayed a senator. Biden should have never picked her. We wouldn't be in this mess if he had run for office in 2016. I understand he was grieving. That wasn't his time now. It was then. And now he looks like a stick man walking around. Who's running the country right now, even though we have until January? And do you think he will get sentenced?
Well, I mean, some of the state stuff can't fall away. I mean, but they're unwinding all the federal stuff. But I still think that we have a problem in America with having female leaders. I mean, people talk about, you know, Harris was not a good candidate, or
she was terrible, or that
Hillary was not a good candidate.
And then the endorsement by the Cheneys. I mean, Dick Cheney, mass weapons of destruction. That was a killer.
You can't tell me that these ladies were any worse candidates than Donald Trump, and he's been elected twice now.
So there's
an uneven playing field there in the way we treat women in our society. You know, we are one of the handful. I mean, I think it's only five of sort of the major industrialized nations
on the globe
who haven't had a female leader,
a female president. That's
we're at the bottom of the list of everything. And I feel like we're going back. The Republican Party is trying to go back to Jim Crow time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm angry.
They will do everything they can.
And so I want revenge for slavery. Yep, I want revenge for slavery now. I want Rosewood back. I want Black Harlem back. And I want Tulsa back. And these are the things that we need to concentrate on doing, because right now the two-party system has done us in. We're doomed because
we better stand up for ourselves, because nobody's standing up for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is each man for his own right now. And I feel like I got enough income to protect myself and my family, and everybody has to do the same thing. So,
Ms. Mary, we're going to have to let you go, because we got some more calls we want to get to.
Thank you for calling in.
No more news.
Yes.
Yep. And you know what? I'm with you on that. It took me days. I couldn't watch a newscast. I couldn't watch CNN, MSNBC, anything. Because, you know, it was just they're responsible for this also.
Yeah,
so
they're playing.
Okay.
I mean, I did have to watch the story on the monkeys that escaped in South Carolina.
And busted loose, man.
Yeah. I had to watch that.
So. Keep humor alive.
That's it.
All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Is this me?
That's you.
Look, my name is John Tyler, and
yes,
we didn't elect a president. We just crowned America's first king. Now, you all give me y'all take on that. Thank you, man. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? We definitely elected a
wannabe king.
Wannabe king. He don't have to be king. He just be a dictator.
Right.
You know. See, kings and queens are bloodline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he don't care about nothing like that. He just wants the power, raw
right.
and unchecked. And unfortunately, the American people have given him just that. Can you imagine how he's gloating right now, you know, about that's such a massive victory?
Mm-hmm.
He already is talking about he's got a mandate. You know, what does that mean?
That's
You know what that means. So stay tuned, guys. Yeah, we've got our dictator, you know, in office, and it's gonna be interesting to see how these folks that voted for him respond to the things that he's about to do. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, then. Okay. 202-588-0893. This morning we're letting you unpack the election. You know, how should we respond to this? You know, what is your greatest concern about the results? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hello.
You know, one thing I did hear earlier was you talked about Marion Barry. Marion Barry came in and expressed his love for the underdog while other people were talking about being mayor of Alva City and being leader of Alva City. And there was only a lower working class pretty much in Washington until Barry came in. So I have to say, even though I was a business person then, I looked at how he was framed, and I say, why did that happen? And I think it happened because he was a threat to white supremacy. And I will also say this, both leaders running in this election were white supremacists. One had a brown face, but you would not hear her use the word apartheid or genocide, and that might be because, I hate to say it, but people only look out for their own interest, including black people, unfortunately. We did not unite and say this is wrong. Sending 14,000, 2,000-pound bombs to a white supremacist, apartheid, segregationist country is wrong and we won't do it. No, we said that had nothing to do with us. We want a black female. We want a black person in power. We don't care if they're given $1 billion to run by white people. They're going to do what we say. We may be able to control them afterwards. I don't know. Only God knows why people voted the way they did. But 18 million less voters should be something that you really should be concerned about, because we have a country where Martin Luther King was able to put 1 million white people on the street. So it's not just racism. Right. It's morality, I think, and looking at who's true to their nature. We got a clown who is a clown, but he's at least true to his nature. He seems genuine. I don't know what will happen in the future. I go with God. If we stick together, we can close down the country, as well as what we did before with bus companies or whoever else was trying to segregate against us. But we have to look at what's happening. The majority of black men even voted for her, so I'm not even quite sure what you're saying. But 18 million less voters? Come on. You got to look at other things than what you're looking at and stop being afraid of the country. Maybe the country is going to be better off. Because we have someone who we can show is really for it, because this clown is talking about things that people were not for, period. So why is Kamala hiding her thing? Did you know her policy? Do you still know any of her policies?
I'm not afraid. The thing is, I might not know all her policies, but I do know Trump's history. And, you know, that's been, he said, this is the second bite at the apple.
Why is it you don't know her policies?
Everybody knows he's unfit for office.
Why do you not know her policies? But once again,
people are willing to overlook everything that he has done. Okay. Everything. And it's a laundry list. Okay. Stealing nuclear secrets.
Now
the Democrats are out. Okay. So we're going to see what the Republicans do.
Set up something that's not the Democrats and where you do know their policies.
Okay. Can I step in a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chip.
I just want to make sure I don't get interrupted. I do know some of her policies. I mean, she was focused on small business. She was focused on tax cuts for people who made less than $400,000 a year. I mean, all of her stuff was pretty much laid out on her website. And it was very much opposite of what Trump wants to do with tariffs, with tax cuts for big business. But to me, what is troubling is that exit polls, people are looking for what they consider a leader more than somebody who's invested in helping them. So there's a disconnect, and we're seeing it around the globe, where people are looking for a strong man as opposed to somebody who is a collaborator in making their lives better. And the thing too about it is that I don't care what you think you don't know about Kamala, you know enough information about Trump not to vote for him. And as far as the Middle East, that's a terrible thing. And there was no winning. There's nothing that she could have done to win that. She tried to work both sides, But you can't tell me that if she had come out and said, you know, we're not going to side with Israel at all, and we're going to not send them anything, that somehow would have helped her win the election. It would have lost her more votes. I mean, let's be real. There are more Jewish people in America than there are Palestinian. There are more Jewish-leaning people in America than there are Palestinian-leaning people. So I don't accept that argument. Well, you know, no one could vote for her because of the genocide in Gaza. As if Trump is going to do anything different. In fact, he's going to go all in with Netanyahu. I mean, that's exactly right.
So there we have it. You know, I mean, Netanyahu and Putin and, you know, they have been collaborating for months.
And he's been very vocal about saying, you know, Putin should do what he wants to do and Netanyahu should do what he wants
to do. Do what he got to do.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's like...
If you think his election is going to make that better, hold on to your seat.
I'm asking why you think that. The majority of...
We got more calls, so let's go to these other calls, okay? All right? Thank you for your call. 202-588-0893. This morning, we're asking you, you know, how should we respond to the election of 2024? Good morning, caller. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip.
This is Hello. How's Germany?
Germany is getting revved up for their own political situation, and the voting public, some of the politicians are speaking to the voting public and trying to get them interested in politics, just as in America, many have turned away from politics. But I just want to say, as an American here in Germany, immigrants are human beings. Mexican, African, Asian, the South American few that flee racial and political persecution, immigrants are human beings. Gay people are human beings, and the majority of them are not seducer, rapist, pedophiles. Disability and jobs, disability in the workforce. There are some people that are offended by the rights of disabled people there in America and the last 40 years. Women's liberty and the abortion issue is offensive to many across race and gender the last 25 years. And these issues have put a crazy man in the White House. I was wrong about the country and Caucasian America having evolved. I think a racist and ignorant Christian America have won. They have put a crazy man in the White House, and we, as Black, Native American, immigrants in America, and women, must survive the next 4 years and pray that the Congress does not completely toss the Constitution and attempt to make Trump something akin to a king in the United States. I'm done, fellas.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
very much.
It is true. I mean, that's the saddest thing, is it makes me see the country in a different light, because what we're seeing constantly, I mean, with Trump in office and then now bringing him back in, is it seems that white America isn't evolving, that they are never satisfied, you know, whether it's affirmative action, DEI. What they basically keep saying is that unless they have everything that they want, they are not happy. They are willing to give whatever scraps they do not want to people of color and others. But if anyone takes anything that they want, it's unfair. You know, You know, these people are having, are giving some kind of bonus that we don't get. I mean,
for them, affirmative action.
Yeah, for them to argue, you know, that during the campaign, how J.D. Vance says that kids are turning trans so they can get into Harvard because they can't get in, you know, as just a white male. It's like,
well, see, that's
it's craziness.
It's crazy, and it's all based on lies, misrepresentations, and the American people fell for it.
Right,
and they knew it. They knew, they know this stuff.
Right,
you know, but they fell for it, and that's why I say it's God's work, because He's gonna, you know, this election shows how unworthy we are.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know if they fell for it as much as they agree with it. That if they don't have everything they want, and someone else, you know, gets something from the table, that they're not happy. You know, you can have the scraps that we don't want, but we don't want to contend with you for what we want.
We can have the chitlins.
Yeah, we don't want to. We don't want to share is basically what it is.
You know, Chip, I've said for years, you know, that these folks would rather destroy it than share it.
Share it, right.
And this is a perfect example of what I've been saying. They would rather destroy it than share it. And that's exactly what they've done, you know. Now, I will say this. We survived Nixon. We survived Reagan. You know, we survived Bush.
Jim Crow.
Jim Crow, Trump.
Yeah.
You know, first go around. So, you know, we can, you know, we will survive.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we've got to use this opportunity to, what's the word? Get to regroup,
yeah.
Get some different perspectives involved here,
and get a plan. You know, yeah,
have a plan.
You know, the thing to me that's also.
Let me take this up a call real quick.
Go ahead.
This guy's been holding. All right, 202-580-8893. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? I just want to say. I just feel like when we're talking about the election results, it's unfortunate that I hear a lot of boogeyman stories. You know, we're all talking from a tone of, oh my gosh, this is so terrible. Donald Trump is the president. We got to stop this.
He was
president for 4 years.
Why do we have to stop it?
For 4 years.
It's the truth.
President for 4 years and we survived. Nothing bad happened. His presidency was very famous.
Man, please.
This guy's
talking about deporting tens of millions of
people of color.
He's going to roll back health care.
Illegal immigration, sir. Not for legal people who are walking down the street. This is the picture y'all are trying to paint. Like, he's just going to...
No. This is for everybody, man. I'm sorry. I just can't buy that, man. Forgive me. He's talking about everybody. This deportation, yeah, it's going to affect, you know, Hispanics the most, but it's not just that, you know,
illegal immigrants, not people who came in the right way through the visa process.
Man, black people have been here. Black people have been here since slavery. Okay. All right. It's not just how he treats immigrants. It's how he treats American citizens.
That's what
people gonna find out.
Give me an example. You know? Give me an example. Because this is just
give you an example.
Like, he's been very fair as far as he met with Kanye West and Steve Harvey the second day in office. He signed everything.
Steve Harvey don't represent nobody, man.
Remember the Platinum Plan? He was the only president to sit and meet with a black leader to come up with a detailed plan for black
people. What leader did he step up with? Steve Harvey?
Ice Cube. He met with Ice Cube and came up with the Platinum Plan.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Ice Cube, the same dude that made F the Police, the same dude that does
look. All right, tell you what. We'll have this conversation 6 months from now, after he takes office, and that Project 2025 comes into play.
And his
decision that he's going to be a dictator from day one. We will see if you still feel the same way, you know, 6 months from now.
Sir,
we'll see if the American people feel the same way.
When he said dictator from day one, he gave full context behind those comments. You're trying to spread it like he's going to be a dictator, that you're going to change the Constitution and start putting it
in,
put black people back in slavery. That's not true.
Come on, man.
So why didn't he do it already?
Wait a minute.
Why didn't he do it already?
Just listen to his own words. You know, we ain't making this up. Just listen to his own words. Okay? And it's just like Maya Angelou said, when they tell you who they are, believe them. Now, you're hoping that he doesn't mean all this stuff, but his track record indicates otherwise.
So he's got
the House, the Senate, and the courts. And you don't think he's going to use that?
You're spinning it that like he's going to do bad.
I'm not spinning anything.
He's trying to save this country. That's what he's trying to do.
I'm not spinning anything. I'm just telling the truth.
Sir, you got to listen to facts, because you're just spreading boogeyman stories.
Be scared. Be very scared.
Hear me out. His first 4 years.
I'm gonna move on, man. You're telling me we shouldn't be concerned. You know that. Well, we just let him take office and capitulate. You know. No. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Are you talking to me?
Yep, yes, you're ma'am. On.
Oh, hi. I was calling because for my comment of the day is that I think that the billionaire class and the dark money actually won the election, and I also think that it also showed that, you know, people do actually have a red line, that, you know, that we don't want to vote for genocide and apartheid. And I think that the people should be listening to is the people who didn't vote and the people who voted for Jill Stein. I think the uncommitted movement was really disingenuous when Jill Stein stood by them the whole time, and then they didn't even have the decency to endorse her. And I think that I would like to ditto the first and second callers, and I would think that we should have listened to the third caller. Not that I agree with him, but I just think that he had the right to say what he wanted to say. And I would like to say the only way we're going to, you know, get rid of this is we're going to have to stand up, boycott, divest Bethlehem. Like I said, I think the last time I was there, Bethlehem canceled Christmas. We should not be buying anything. We should not be giving these corporate, you know, entities that's working against our own interests money to our money to basically use against us. So that's all I want to say. And then I wanted to ask a question, because I think last week someone answered the question, how many college students, how many of us went to college? So I wanted to find out that statistic again. And I wanted to also say that you keep saying that the Democrats are somewhat better than the Republicans when they're doing the same thing to us. Our cemeteries are getting desecrated, and Raskin, who's in Montgomery County, is not doing anything about it. So, you know, we have all kinds of issues that are not getting addressed by either party. And you all are doing the same thing as the Republicans are doing when you can overlook genocide and apartheid, and you criticize them for overlooking stuff. then, you know, that's the, you're doing the same thing.
Look, wait a minute, hold on. First of all, nobody's overlooking genocide. Okay, now,
if we're concerned about genocide, now you got to deal with the party that's in power.
Okay? Now you got to deal with the party that's in power. All right? Netanyahu and Trump are of the same mind. If you think Trump's election is going to help
he was a Zionist.
Biden said blatantly
he was a Zionist. Did you ever hear the Jewish voices for peace? There are a lot of Jews out here who are against it. So you can't say that if she stood up to apartheid and genocide, that, you know, that she would have lost. It's the money. It's the money of the Zionists in this country that the Democratic Party is vying for. And so when they tell you who they are, believe them. Biden and Kamala. We don't know her husband is a Zionist. Nobody ever asked. Are you a Zionist?
Well, once again, Kamala and the Democrats are done. They've lost complete control of the House, Senate, courts, and the presidency. Okay,
and
so now it's on. Now it's on their dime. Let's see how they use their power. Okay, let's see if they use their power. Because now they got it all. Let's see if they use their power to help out to do the right thing in Gaza.
The point is, okay? the Democratic Party didn't use their power to help us. They had the power and they didn't. And that's the reason why they lost.
But they got it now, okay? So, you know, the Democrats are done, all right? They no longer control the levers of power.
Okay.
So let's go from there.
Oh, can I just say? I was just going to answer I think the question she was asking is what I was saying last week when someone called in about how nothing had changed, that in 1963, the percentage of African Americans that had graduated from a four-year college was about 6%. In 2023, it was 32%. So that things have changed. They've been slow change, but they have changed.
All right. Hey, sis, thanks for your call. Like I say, the Democrats are done. You know, it's on their dime now. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good morning to you, Chip, and also to you, Ron. Listen, my name is Casey. I live in D.C. I just want to call and express myself. You had a call last week. I listened to you. Anyway, he said he's not going to vote anymore, and I agreed with him. But I did vote this year. I vote for Jill Stein. I'm never going to vote ever. I never voted for a Democrat or Republican for the past probably 20 years, because all they do, man, is fund the wars. We spent 20 years in Afghanistan. How much did we spend? Do you know? $2.3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the other wars that there's past 25 years. Think about this. Iraq, Syria. They're trying now to take Venezuela. I mean, they got sanctions on Cuba. They got sanctions there in Haiti. Yemen, we funded them with billions and billions of dollars to kill those precious babies there in Yemen. Now they're funding all these weapons to Israel. 2-ton bombs, they're dropping on babies in incubators. Man, these people are diabolical. This Republican, and there's one snake with two heads. They're the same. When is people going to wake up and see this? This is an empire, man. 900 bases. Do you have free Medicare? No. Israel does. Hey, Germany got free. Canada. You go down to Australia. Everybody around the world has Medicare. They got free Medicare. We don't have. We got over 100 million people in the United States does not have insurance, and they're dying by the thousands, man. I'm telling you.
And this administration is getting ready to take what they do have away.
Give me 30 more seconds, and then I'm going to let you have it. And then you got 100 million with no insurance in this country, and people are dying by the thousands, I'm telling you, because of lack. They don't have they can't afford medicines. Prices over the roof. We got organized crime that's running this country with the Democrats. They're the same party. When you guys going to wake up out there and see? And one last thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. In Holy Scripture, our Lord Jesus said, he came not to unite us. He came to divide us. You see it. It's there. Man, I'm begging everybody out there, read your scriptures, man. That's the only thing going to solve these problems. Now you can have the floor.
No, the only thing I have to say is this. We've got 2 years of midterms coming up.
Oh, come on, Don.
We've got 4 years for another presidential election. Now, if you want to organize around, you know, a third-party candidate, now is the time, okay? Mm-hmm. For those who think we should pursue that, now is the time. You know, you can't be done at the last minute. You know, now is the time. If you have a third-party candidate that you would like to see ascend, now's the time to generate that interest and that support. You know, we don't disagree with you on the need for a third party or a fourth party or a fifth party, you know, but it always gets, you know, pushed to the side. Well, now the Democrats are out, you know, so you got a vacuum there. Now we got an opportunity to fill that vacuum with some people who, you know, what's the word?
We had a good guy a couple years ago, Bernie Sanders. What did Democrats do?
Bernie Sanders is part of the mix now himself. Okay, so.
But yeah, maybe now, but he, not, you know, not years
but,
later
but,
when
but still,
Democrats
but,
pushed
but,
him
but,
out.
We need more than just Bernie Sanders.
And they put Genocide Joe in there.
Okay.
We need more
than Bernie Sanders.
Okay, listen, just
so all
down,
I'm saying
all
is, if you believe there's a third-party candidate out there, you know, that you like to organize around, even if it is Bernie Sanders, we don't care who it is. But now's the time to do it.
Okay, think about how much money has been
vacuum,
spent on all these
the vacuum
walls,
is
okay?
There.
We spent $2.3 trillion in 20 years in Afghanistan. Just count. Just sit down and count how much more money has been spent on the wall. That's all they're going to spend money on the wall, man. They ain't gonna give up.
Well, then let's find some candidates that ain't gonna do that.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
You see what I'm saying, man? I mean, what are the alternatives? You just sit back and do nothing.
This thing ain't gonna be taken care of until our Lord comes back. That's the only way this thing will be taken care of. That's all.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I say, this is the God. This is the Lord's work.
Right.
Let us know
God,
how we're
God knows
are.
This is happening.
We better listen.
God is permitting this, but there's gonna be hell, man, on Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be hell before Judgment Day.
Wake up and pray.
It's gonna be hell 2 years from now.
Well,
you know,
I don't fear.
When,
I don't fear
when,
Trump.
When these policies,
you know, we
when
had
these policies,
four years
when deportations
before, right?
Kick in, and when healthcare is no longer available, you know,
there will be
hell.
Trump. How many years okay. Were we in slavery? We were in slavery for over what? Close to 400 years. We're survivors.
Well,
we're still here.
Like, look, we're dealing with the here and now.
Okay. I'm just laying it out.
Thanks for engaging.
We are almost out of time.
Go ahead, Chip.
I said we are almost out of time. I said, well, I mean.
Oh, like, we got time for another call, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess the thing we can hope is that Trump will do like most presidents and not do most of what he said he was going to do, right?
Well, like I said, the Republicans are famous for overstepping.
Mm-hmm.
They get their power and they overstep, you know, whether it be the courts, the House, the Senate, and now they control all of that. You know, you think they're not going to use it? Mm-hmm. Anybody that thinks they're not going to use that power?
On that note.
Hey, look, folks. Like I say, we survived all. We survived the others. We'll survive this. But, you know, we have a chance now to do something different. You know, so whether it be a third-party candidate, a fourth-party candidate, if we're going to do it, now's the time to start organizing around that sort of thing.
Yes.
Right? While the vacuum exists.
All right. All right. Take care of yourself. Take care
yeah,
of
y'all.
Everybody.
Keep your sanity. Don't let them drive you crazy.
Hatred is a feeling. Love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles?
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. President Joe Biden is pledging a peaceful and orderly transfer of power after Donald Trump won re-election to the White House. He spoke Thursday.
You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature. I also hope we can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent, and it can be trusted, win or lose.
Well, Republicans have gained control of the Senate, flipping seats in Montana, Ohio, West Virginia, and possibly Pennsylvania. The House is still in limbo with several races yet to be called. Particularly in the West. The publication The Hill is forecasting Republicans will keep hold of the House. That would give the GOP a trifecta of power. Catherine Carley reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident his party will have the power to implement what he calls Trump's aggressive first 100-day agenda.
I genuinely believe that he could be the most consequential president of the modern era in our Congress by extension, because we have to fix everything.
Johnson has previously suggested Republicans will eliminate the Affordable Care Act and take a blowtorch to the regulatory state. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service.
Republicans, as of airtime, have 211 House seats to Democrats' 199, according to the Associated Press. Either party needs 218 for the majority. Democratic governors are preparing to fight some Trump policies as his second stint in the White House nears, including his pledge for mass deportation. Catherine Carley has more.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says her state police will not be involved. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his state will remain an ally for all vulnerable communities.
No matter the storm that we face, Illinois will always strive to make you welcome and safe and protected.
Meanwhile, when asked on NBC how much the deportations of millions of people will cost, Trump said the plan has, quote, no price tag. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has called a special session December 2nd to beef up funding for the state's attorney general to defend California's democratic policies, like a woman's right to choose an abortion and contraception, environmental protections for clean air, water, and to curb climate change, and immigrant rights, including protections for dreamers, the undocumented brought to the U.S. as children. Newsom said in a statement, the freedoms we hold dear in California are under attack, and we won't sit idle. Christopher Martinez reports.
During Trump's first term in office, the state of California sued the Trump administration more than 130 times.
Mr. Trump repeatedly overstepped his authority. We checked him and we stopped him, and we will do it again.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he and his team at the California Department of Justice have long been planning for another Trump presidency, and they've been studying Trump's campaign statements and the 900-page Project 2025. Many undocumented immigrants have said they feel they could be Trump's first target, noting, for example, Trump's promise to begin mass deportations on his first day in office. Bonta had a special message for them.
I and my team have been thinking about you for months and the harm that might come from a Trump administration 2.0. And we will do everything in our power and use the full authority of the office to defend you, to protect you. We see you, we value you, we will fight for you.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration policy that aimed to ease a path to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens. The temporary relief from deportation brought a short-lived sense of security to some 500,000 immigrants estimated to benefit from it. Texas-based District Judge Campbell Barker ruled Thursday. The Biden administration had overstepped its authority by implementing the initiative.